This week's Parsha is Parshas Emor, and it happens to be, as the Maharal writes now and again, Ein Dvarim Gedolim B'Mikra. There are no big things that are consequences, and it happens to be that one of the major mitzvahs of Parshas Emor, I think Parshas Emor has more mitzvahs than any other Parsha in the Torah, but one of the major mitzvahs of Parshas Emor is Sfiras Omer, which happens to be the time that we are in. So we're going to learn about what is... We're going to see what is the time of mitzvah. What is the reason? What are we supposed to get out of Sfiras Omer? And there are a lot of reasons for Sfiras Omer we're supposed to do, but we're going to focus on one mahalach within the commentaries.
Should we count together? I'm still counting. I've never done that before.
Yeah. Let's look at the Sefer Achinuch. Sefer Achinuch mitzvah Shin Vav. Nishar Sheh HaMitzvah, as the reason of the mitzvah, Al Tzad HaPshat, according to the simple reason, not Kabbalistic reasons, nothing, you know, too complicated. The purpose of Sfira is as follows. The Fish Shekol Ikarin Shel Yisrael, Eino Ela HaTorah. The entire purpose of the Jewish people is the Torah. Rav Sajigon, Rav Salvechik, was fond of quoting this piece in the Amunus Fideos of Rav Sajigon. Rav Sajigon, the great Posek Rav, Mefarish, and philosopher of the Gonim. So he has his major work is the Amunas Fideos, where he lays down the Amuna, what a Jew is supposed to think and feel, and how a Jew is supposed to relate to the world. So he famously says, it's in Arabic, we only have the Hebrew translation, that Ein Be'uma Zu Ela Torah. The only thing that makes us a nation is the Torah. It's not eating gefilte fish, and it's not having challenge, and it's not, things like that. The thing that makes us a Jewish people and makes us a nation is only the Torah itself. And that's what the Sefer HaChinuch says here as well. Shekol ikrin shel Yisrael inu el haTorah. B'bnei haTorah nevru shemayim v'aretz v'Yisrael. Because of the Torah, heaven and earth and the Jewish people were created. Only because of the Torah we exist here. K'mo shekasav, as it says in Yirmiyahu. It is not for my covenant that we would have day and night. It is the reason. It is the foundation of why we were redeemed and taken out of Egypt. That we should receive the Torah at Sinai and that we should keep it. As Hashem says to Moshe, this is the sign that I'm going to send you. You're going to take the Jewish people out of Egypt. What is it for? I'm only taking you out of Egypt that you should serve me and receive the Torah on this mountain. The meaning of the pasuk is as follows. Hotziyacha osam in Mitzrayim, that Hashem took us out of Egypt. Yelacha os shetavdun selkim al harazeh. That is the sign that we should serve Hashem on this mountain. Kolamar shetikablu haTorah sheikar gadol shebishvil zeh ha'am nigalim v'itachas haTovah shelhem. The only and the singular reason that Hashem took us out of Egypt was to receive the Torah. It wasn't to be free. It wasn't to do what we wanted. It wasn't to take off the slavery of Paro and things like that. It was only in order to prepare us to receive the Torah. It is the tachlis. It is the purpose of everything. Vinyan gadol hu lahem. It is a big deal. Yosim and achiras me'avdus. More important than the freedom from the slavery is the keeping of the Torah. V'lechein yasa Hashem b'moshe os tseisa me'avdus lekabal satorah. Hashem made the sign that they would be free the receiving of the Torah. Ki ha'tafel osin oso os l'olam al'ikar. The tafel, the secondary thing, is there to serve the main thing. The main thing is the Torah, and Yetzias Hashem is there to serve us getting the Torah. The Pasuk says, Beis Yaakov luchu v'nelcha, that the Jewish people should get up and they should go. That is the famous Rashi Tevos that the early Zionist pioneers referred to themselves as Bilu, Beis Yud Lamed Vav, Beis Yaakov luchu v'nelcha. The Jewish people get up and go to Eretz Yisrael. And that was their call. The Jewish people get up and go into sell the land of Israel. The problem is they left out the next two words of the Pasuk. What's the next two words of the Pasuk? B'isakov luchu v'nelcha, b'or Hashem. In the light of God. It's not enough to get up and go. You need to get up and go in the ways of the Torah. The whole purpose of the Torah. The idea of cheiros, the idea of having a nation, is meaningless if you don't know how to use it. If you don't know how to use the tool that I give you, well then, what was the point of the tool? A person needs to fix a leak somewhere in their house. So they go to their neighbor and say, oh, I have a leak in the pipes, whatever, it's this and this issue. And I was like, oh, perfect, I have exactly what you need. And he gives you the tool. You come back to your sink, and there's water all over the place. You're like, what do I do with this? Right? So what was the point of the tool? Cheiros is a tool. Freedom is a tool. It's an opportunity. If you're going to waste the time and not use that freedom to serve Hashem, then like, what a waste of the opportunity. Hashem is giving us tools in order to come to an end. Yetzias Yisrael was a means. It was not an end. It's just the beginning of the process. Ubnei Canaan, therefore, this is the foundation of the Jewish people. And it is for this reason we were redeemed, and all the greatness that happened because of it. We are commanded to count from the day after Pesach, the first day of Pesach, until the giving of the Torah. Laharos benafshenu. Hachafetz hagadol hayom, hanichbad hanichsaf levavenu. To show that really the whole purpose and the greatness of this day, of what is in, really inside our hearts, ke'eved yishaf tzel, like a slave who waits for shade. That is a pasuk in Eov. The slave is waiting all day for the sun to set so he can be done with his work. So too the Jewish people are waiting and waiting and waiting for the Torah. V'yimne tamid, masan yavo eis hanechsaf elav. Where will this amazing time come? Where we really became free when we got the Torah. Ki haminyan marela adam ki kol yishuo v'chavtso lagia al zmanho. Because counting something shows a person what they wait for, what they desire, and what their real goal is. I assume everybody here counted until the last day of school as a senior. No? I mean, if you tell me no, you're lying to yourself. Of course you did. Why did you count? Why did you say 10 days? 9 days, because you're waiting for something that's meaningful to you. It's what you want more than anything. So you counted to it. And that's why we count to the Torah. There's a Shu'anu Monim La'omer, Kolomar, Kikach V'kach Yomim Avru Min HaMinyan. These have many days have passed in our count. V'inanu Monim Kach V'kach Yomim Sh'olanu L'zman, Kikolze Mare Banu Haraton HaChazak V'gia L'zman. We're counting up into a time. The Shtei Alechem, the two loaves of bread, are the main korban of Shavuos. So we don't have that yet, so we don't count reference it. We reference the last thing we did. The last thing we did was the bring of the Omer on the second day of Pesach. So we say it's this many days from that moment. The greatness of Yetzias Yitzrayim was that it was the derech to Kabbal Satorah. When a person makes a cheshbon hanefesh, says the Sefer HaChinuch here, you don't only count on where we're not holding, right? Because we'll get discouraged. That's why he says, the reason why we count, he says, let's read that again. Ein anu monin kach v'kach yom shesh on l'zman, ki kol zemar banu harotzen l'chazak l'gil l'zman. We want to count how many days we've accomplished. If we started from 49 down to 1, so then, well, this is what he says over here. Let's read here. V'al yikshe elech alomer im kein acher she'avru rov hayamim shal shiva shuvos elu lamanu nizkar miyad hayamim hanisharim. So he says as follows. He says, why is it that we count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5? Why don't we say 49, 48, 47, like you all did to count the last day of school? Because if you start with a large number, says the Sefer HaChinuch, then get discouraged. It's so many days away. I can't see that. Start with a small number. When it's important when we count and we look at ourselves to count our accomplishments. If you only count where you are lacking, you're going to become discouraged. So I count on the first day. I counted 1 day to Kabbalah Satorah. I counted 2 days to Kabbalah Satorah. That's a number I can relate to. And then when we get to the midway point by 25, so then we don't switch it. Why? Because by that point, it's confusing to then switch the calculation the other way. Yeah.
Tikkanim is supposed to be something like encouraging and working up to something exciting, then how did we like turn it into a sad time?
That's something else. That's a different aspect of Sira. That speaks the minhagim of Sira's Omer. Let's finish this, and I'll talk about that as a, for a second on the time on the side. It's weird to count 1 to 25 and then start counting 25 down to 1. Vim Tishalim, if you will ask, Im kein lama anu maschilin oso bimacharas haShabbos l'miyom rishon? Why don't we start from the first day of Pesach then? Right? Why do we start from the second day of Pesach? Hatshuva, the answer is, ki hayom harishon isyached kulo laskar sanei sagadu v'hu yitzias Yitzrayim. Because the first day of Pesach is about what? The miracle of Yitzias Yitzrayim. And that should get its time to shine, right? The miracles of the Yidim should have its special day. But after the first day of Pesach is over, we're moving on. We got to get ready for Kabbalah Satorah. Shu'os u'mofes b'chidosh ha'olam. It was very important. It spoke to Hashem's power of the world, v'ashkachas Hashem b'nei Adam, and how Hashem controls the world. And it's not bekavadik. It's not nice to Pesach to mix the two things together. So the first day of Pesach has its Holy Tzias Mitzrayim, excitement. And then afterwards, we focus our attention towards the Torah. Therefore, we start from the second day. Ve'ein lomar, and don't say, Hayom kach kach yomim liyom sheni Pesach. We don't say it's this many days from Pesach. We start from the Korban Omer, and that's how he wraps up this piece over here. So says the Sefer HaChinuch, what is the central avoda of Sefiras HaOmer? It's Kabbalah Satorah. That is what we should be thinking about the most during this time. Our and the Jewish people's relationship to Torah. Now, as was pointed out about the other things happening during Sefira, because Sefira is a time of Kabbalah Satorah and its centrality on Torah, we all know, as the Medrash says, Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah. Part of the acceptance of Torah is to have Derech Eretz. And therefore, there was a lack of Derech Eretz during this time. And therefore, part of the Kabbalah Satorah is to rectify the lack of Derech Eretz. It is a chelik of Torah. Part of it is the tragedy of the death of Tamina Rabbi Akiva is meant to focus us on Kabbalah Satorah. Does that make sense? Through preparing our midos as well. Let's look at what Rav Hirsch writes in Chorev. He has a fascinating explanation, and he actually ties it back in to Rabbi Akiva and his students. He writes here in Chorev in notes 214 and 215. We'll read it in the difficult English translation. Thus, you treat Passover as you do the Sabbath. Passover really is, for Israel, what the Sabbath originally was for mankind. And you enumerated 7 such weekly periods, linking them with Passover, as you do ordinary weekdays with the Sabbath. Right? We count 7 days until Shabbos. We count 7 series of 7s until Shavuos. On the day after the 7th such weekly link with Passover, you celebrate Shavuos. In this way, you declare and firmly establish for all time that Passover finds its culmination in Shavuos. They are intrinsically linked together. That is to say, the freedom with all its inherent blessings, including the possession of the Holy Land, acquires worth, reality, and meaning only through the principles of the Torah. Rav Hirsch is saying the same thing as Sefer HaChinuch. Freedom is only worthy if you are connected to Torah. For Israel was delivered from the bondage of Egypt only to serve the Torah. And when Moses was first enjoined to liberate Israel, the spiritual purpose of Israel's freedom was declared. And Hashem said, when thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, ye shall serve God upon the mountain. The same pasuk the Sefer HaChinuch said. And he explains how the counting connects to the Sefira. Now let's look at the next part. Rav Hirsch continues, and then he says, really beautiful idea, to connect all the different themes of Sefira. It happened once that between Passover and Shavuos, a period which is above all dedicated to honoring of the Torah, nearly all those who died in that particular era were bearers of the Torah. They were all disciples of Rabbi Akiva, and they suffered because they did not show respect for one another, because they were envious of one another. And so through disrespect to those who were bearers of the Torah, they showed disrespect to and lack of love for the Torah itself. The time was barren of pillars of the Torah until Rabbi Akiva raised new disciples. Says Rav Hirsch, of course the whole remembrance of Rabbi Akiva's students takes place during Sphira. Because if Sphira is all about recepting and the reception of the Torah, well then there was a lack of Kavodah Torah. There was a lack of those Tamil Chachamim. And therefore it needs to be thought about, meditated upon during this time of Kabbalah Satorah. Good? That makes sense? Then he says another point. And 1,000 years later, in these same days, which are dedicated to the honoring of the Torah, Israel's sons and daughters, especially in the most beautiful regions of Germany, showed by their deeds that they well understood how to translate into a reality the significance of this period of the Omer. What's he referring to? We know that during this time, there was the Crusades. And the Crusades always took place in the spring. And many of the Crusades and the death of Jewish communities in Germany and France occurred during Sphira. That is why in shuls, even on Shabbos, where we skip the prayer of Av HaRachamim. Anybody know what Av HaRachamim is?
Yeah, don't you say before Benjamin?
No.
That's Al Noros Bava. That's something else. What's Av HaRachamim?
Before you put away the Torah.
On Shabbos, before you put away the Torah. Av HaRachamim is a tefillah that was composed in the days of the Crusades in memory of the martyrs that were killed. And it was instituted as part of the Seder. It's very clear. It's not even like hinting to it. It's very, very clear. It talks about the blood of those who are killed and they'll be avenged. It's not even like a hinting to it. It's an open tefillah to ask Hashem to bring vengeance on our enemies who destroyed Jewish communities during the Crusades. Generally, on happy Shabbases, we skip that. Rosh Chodesh, Yom Tov, things like that. But on the Shabbases, even especially happy Shabbases during Sphira, we say Av HaRachamim. Because the martyrs of those Jews during the Crusades took place during Sphira. So Rav Hirsch says, thousands of Israel's offsprings demonstrated that life and all that was good in it was of no value if the price they had to pay was the forfeiture of the Torah. What did the Crusaders want? What did they want?
Torah?
They wanted the Jews to what?
Keep the Torah.
To convert.
Oh.
The Crusaders wanted the Jews to convert to Christianity. Right, that was the whole purpose. They were going through Europe to tell them either convert, accept the cross, or die. And what did the Jewish people say? I will give up my life. For what? For the Torah. They bled for the Torah under the blows of the undiscerning madness of the Crusades from 1096 going on. So says Rav Hirsch, it is also appropriate. What happened during Sphira? The Jewish people literally gave their lives for the Torah. These 49 days are a celebration and a preparation for the Torah. As a result of both these groups of events, this period continues to bear a tinge of general mourning to remind all in Israel, the bearers of the Torah, us, to be imbued with what is worthy and good. What is worthy in your life? What is worth in your life to stand up for? The Torah. What is good in your life to uphold? The Torah, of which we are the bearers. We have to honor, to love everyone who lives for the same lofty missions, to rejoice in the number of their comrades and their honor regarding little of their own esteem, to remind every son and daughter in Israel to transform the martyr's death of their predecessors into new life, and to carry forward loyally as the highest good, that good for which their predecessors gave their lives. So says Rav Hirsch, when we are able to keep the Torah in relative freedom here in America, it is only because those who came before us gave up their lives to make sure Torah came to the next generation. This is the time period during Sphira that we commemorate that dedication and we take upon ourselves that their passing should not be for nothing. Let's turn now to the Maharal. Drush al HaTorah. V'hu hu atam gam kein b'mitzvah Sphira shetzivanu hu yusparach l'spor miyom ha'etzer ha'chadosh v'akravaso. He says, we begin counting Sphira from the days that the new grain is permissible. Something called Chadash, Yasha, we're not getting into all the details. So when the new grain becomes permissible for the season. What's the connection? Until Matan Torah and Shavuos. Lo'orel amamaram, to awaken us what it says in Pirkei Avos. Imein Torah, ein kemach. Imein kemach, ein Torah. It literally, if there's no wheat, there's no Torah. And if there's Torah, there's no wheat. Kikol mispar shu musupar bedavar al davar umizman lezayin. Anything you count towards, yichaber hashnei inyanim mahem. It connects the two things. The number line of 1 to 49 connects the omer and the wheat to the Torah. Shem Yasim Echem Miyachim Mitzorfim Mechrochim Zelazah. At Shem Lashum Adam Mechem Mehem Yachas Zulas Hashin Kamuchash Lechom Eskos Misaper. The counting of 1 to 49 teaches us that you need Kamach, you need Torah. What does Kamach represent? It represents a livelihood. A person's livelihood should be for the sake of Kabbalah Satorah. And a person's acceptance of the Torah and a person's learning should be there to enhance their livelihood as well. The two things all fit together. So what we said until this point is a very nice, beautiful overview that this time is a time of Kabbalah Satorah for the Jewish people. That's why you came out of Egypt. It relates to the death of the Talmid and Rabbi Akiva. It relates to the martyrs during the Crusades. And this is what the Sefer HaChinuch said very clearly. I want to make it slightly a bit more personal for everybody here. The Lubavitcher Rebbe has a sicha. This is a translation from the Yiddish in the Sefer Shari Moadim. And Lubavitcher Rebbe says as follows. Dover kama pamim. We've explained before. Odo sa'inyan shesfiras ha'omer mehava hachana lematan Torah. That sfiras ha'omer is a preparation for the giving of the Torah. Shelachin miyad ka'asher mistaimim memtes me'sfira. Because once the 49 days of Sira are over, Magia Chaga Shavuos, it's time for Matan Torah. Hashaychus Shebein Yimei HaSfira LeMatan Torah. The connection between Sfira and the giving of the Torah, Misbata'es Gam Be'uvda. Sheshneyem Sfira Matan Torah Kishur Mechol Yehudi. Sfira Sa'omer is personal to every Jew, and Kabbalah Sa'Torah is personal to every Jew. Betur Prat, specifically. B'nogei l'sfira sa'omer, omeres ha'gemara. The Gemara tells us regarding counting sfira, shetehes sfira l'kol echad v'achad, that this counting must be for every single Jew. She'al kol yudi l'spor sfira sa'omer. Every Jew has to count sfira. U'bekach shon esfira zu misfiros shmitam v'yolos. The Torah also tells us to count other things. There's a mitzvah to count which shmita year it is. It's a mitzvah to count which yovel year it is as well. But is that on the individual? No. Sfiras shmitin v'yoblos hutafk al day beistin. The beistin, the Sanhedrin, stands up every single year and says, this is the first year of Shemitah. This is the second year of Shemitah. Why is it, says Lubavitcher Rebbe, that the beistin can't do it on my behalf? Why can't beistin count sfira for me? Why do I have to count it myself? Zeu sfiras echas avur kal yisrael. Because that's the sphere of one on behalf of the Jewish people. But by Sfira, every Jew has to count themselves. La'atzmo, for himself. Why? Because the same thing for the giving of the Torah. The Torah is not for the Jewish people as a whole. Hashem told every single Jew at Har Sinai, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am Hashem, your God. Your God and your God and your God and your God. Every individual has a personal relationship with Hashem. B'lashon Yachid. L'kol Yehudi b'nifra nosin HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaTorah. Hashem did not give the Jewish people the Torah as a klal on one level only. But rather, Omer l'kol echad k'sh la'atzma yisham v'torah l'kayim eskot tari mitzos. But Hashem told each and every Jew that you have a special chelek in Torah. So I think it's important that our avoda during Sfira B, not just that, yes, I'm going to keep the mitzvos, and yes, I'm going to learn Torah, but part of this time period is that every Jew needs to find a chelek in Torah. There is no such thing as someone saying, I learned Torah, I tried it, it just doesn't speak to me. It's not my thing, Sfar not my thing, Shem not my thing, like, it's just not for me. That's not true. What it means is that you just haven't found the thing that speaks to you. The Torah is for every single Jew. No matter how much you learn, no matter how little you learn, no matter how good of an attention span you have, no matter how little your attention span is, there is a chelik of Torah that speaks to each and every one of us. For some people, it's learning halacha. People like to learn a lot of halacha quickly, bekiyah. Some people want to learn be'in. Some people want to learn musr. Some people want to learn pirkei avos. Some people want to learn chassidus. Some people want to learn hashkafa. Some people want to learn whatever it is. There's a chelek in Torah that every single Jew can connect to that's personal, that you get a geshmakin, that you are excited by. Not because someone told you have to like it or because this is what your mother or father like to do, this is what they like to learn. It's your kesher to Torah. It speaks to you that you get excited when you open up the Sefer, that you get excited when you learn about this topic, and it opens up something inside of you that you feel really close to Hashem. You feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to you. Every Jew has a chelek by Kabbalah Satorah. So today we're on, if you didn't count yet, I think we're on 26, right? So tonight's 26. So for that reason, you have 24 more days to search and to find something. Open up a different sefer, go online, look for something, see something that interests you, something that speaks to you. Every Jew by Kabbalah Satorah heard Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I'm your God. And therefore we need to try to find what is going to excite us, what's going to interest us. Again, not just because I'm supposed to learn and this is a very firm thing to do and I want to be with this group of people. That's fine. That's the Kabbalah Satorah on the cloud, the group. But what's going to be exciting for you as an individual that speaks to you, that opens you up, that makes you feel a special kesher with the Kadosh Baruch Hu through learning of Torah? Okay? Yeah.